Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome now to join me for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series where the focus is on protecting the environment. Well, we're just about halfway through January now, but it's still not too late to make at least one sustainable New Year's resolution. Sustainability journalist Joe Linehan will join us shortly to talk about how making just one small change can have a huge impact. But first, Sunshine's Jane McNamara asked the question, if you were to make just one sustainable change this year, what would it be?
Probably really like to give up smoking. I noticed the rec books are really bad for the environment.
I'm going to guarantee that everything that can be recycled is going to go into my bins and is going to be collected and brought away.
I suppose the next thing I'm trying to do now is shop in thrift shops and secondhand shops and trying to reduce the amount of new clothes I buy.
I am definitely going to buy some vegetables as locally sourced as possible.
Well, joining us now is sustainability journalist and editor of the Sunday Times Climate Supplement, Joe Linehan, to talk about how making just one small change can have a huge impact. Joe, good to have you with us again. And it is true to say, isn't it, that when we want to make a positive change and a positive permanent change that will affect our own well-being and the well-being of the planet, it is best and we're more likely to have success if we take it slowly, bit by bit.
It really is. And I think what you've said there is so true. It's about small, achievable changes. You know, none of us want to face into the year feeling like we have this big, long list of things that we're never going to achieve. We all have very busy lives. We're all trying to do our best. But if there are small things that you can naturally integrate into your day that help the planet and might make your life a bit easier, there is so much we can do. I think at this time of year, we are all surrounded by stuff. And a lot of people will think, okay, I need to maybe consume less this year. And if you are in that mind frame, I would say the best thing to start with is your wardrobe. In Ireland, we have a serious issue with fashion consumption and with throwing away clothes after we've worn them once. So we're buying 80% more of the clothes that we did 10 years ago and we're wearing them 80% less. So we have a big fashion issue. So I would say starting into the new year, even if you say to yourself, okay, next time I really feel like I need something, maybe I'll check to see do I already have it in my wardrobe, or maybe can I buy it secondhand on a platform like Depop or Vestiaire Collective, or can I do a little bit of local charity shopping, or can I just forego it? You know, we have so much clothes and we just are throwing them away. So I think, again, the fashion one is a great thing to look at because we all consume fashion, but after Christmas time, we probably have our wardrobes full, and maybe do a clear out, donate to charity, and then think, okay, maybe I'll try and reduce how much clothes I buy this year. Again, a great money saver too, because how many of us have things in our wardrobe that we've literally worn once?
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely. So that's a really good one. Again, I always bang on about the reusable coffee cup, but we literally are putting millions of coffee cups into landfill in Ireland every single year, and it's costing you 20 cents to go. So even if you decide, okay, it's going to take me a little bit of a habit shift to remember to bring my reusable coffee cup or to remember to bring my water bottle with me, but once you get into that habit, it's fantastic. And the water bottle one is great because, again, you know, everywhere we go we want to drink water. So many places now have water fountains. There's a few popping up around Dublin City. Dublin Airport has them, most workplaces have them. So, or if you're in a cafe, just ask them to fill it up, and again, you save a fortune on single use plastic there. So again, a small little change to make. You make your little investment at the start, but then you have something that's going to save you money and save you a lot of time and energy in the long run.
Excellent suggestions there. And I think that is the thing, because often, you know, for January, when we make resolutions, there's a danger that we make so many of them that we fall at the first hurdle. But whereas, you know, just to reiterate what you were saying, Joe, small, even if you just do one thing.
Just one thing. And you know what? I think even if that feels like too much, and a lot of time when it comes to climate change and with sustainability, people do get turned off because they just think, wow, this is such a big issue and it's really hard to understand and like I don't know what I can do to help. Even if that feels like too much, I would honestly, my advice for people is to literally make a commitment to yourself to just get out in nature this week. We have so many amazing natural sights to enjoy in Ireland. We have forestry, we've got the mountains, we've got the sea. And the studies have shown that the more connected we feel to nature, the more likely we are to look after it. So I think if your one thing this year is that you're going to go for a really nice walk, there's probably a park close by that you've never been to, or you've heard about a gorgeous seaside walk that you've never made the time for, just going to do that. Enjoy nature. We have such a beautiful world around us, and just really nurturing that appreciation. That could be the most important thing you do for yourself and the planet this year. And then if you really want to go the extra mile, what I do when I go for a walk is I bring a plastic bag with me or a compostable bag, and I try to pick up 3 pieces of litter.
Oh, go you.
And that's a really great initiative that Clean Co started, 3 for the Sea. And they have some amazing statistics on how much litter has been collected that way. So if you really want to be a goody two shoes, that's what you can do.
And you know what? That's not difficult to do, is it?
There's
another
easy.
Just one resolution you could make too.
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent suggestions. Jo Linehan, you can follow Jo on Instagram and on X and at joelinehan.com, sustainability journalist. Always a pleasure to have you on with us. Happy New Year to you, Jo.
Happy New Year.
And we look forward to chatting with you again soon,
yes,
before too long.
I hope so.
And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you have missed any of our previous episodes, or perhaps what the Hours to Protect initiative is all about, well, it's all on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for your company this week, and I hope you'll join me again for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours-to-protect.ie for more info.